You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
CC, that is Dreamer, and that is one of her brand new songs. We've heard a couple here times here on Mag Zinc Radio. I'm Rocker, here with Jane in the control room. Tonight's guest, CC Erling. She's a young singer-songwriter from right here in Madison, and she plays ukulele, guitar, and piano with indie pop and country inspiration. And she just released her first single last December, which I believe is what we just listened to, and a new album coming out this spring. And when she's not writing and playing music on her own, she can be found dancing with the Madison Royals or the Studio Dansu, acting with VACT or CTM. Wow, a lot of acronyms there. Or performing with Madison Youth Choir at the WYSO Music Makers. CC, welcome to Mag Zinc Radio.
Thank you for having me.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
And now you're 12 years old, right?
Yeah.
I think you're officially one of the youngest members we've interviewed here on Mag Zinc Radio. So I'm very proud of that and very proud of you for being here. CC, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, how did you get started playing music? What's your backstory?
Well, I've always liked music and I've always liked singing. And I used to just like see other people, and I used to always listen to like Taylor Swift and Rihanna and like Olivia Rodrigo and all those people when I was like a little bit younger and like during COVID and stuff. So I used to always like sing karaoke with my friends, like that would be my favorite thing to do. But then I saw this video of a girl and her sister playing like guitar and piano, and I was like, oh, I want to learn an instrument, because I had never even like really thought about it before. And this was when I was like probably 7 or 8.
Wow.
And then like I really wanted to learn guitar. But my mom had heard that it's easier to learn guitar after you already know ukulele. So she recommended that. And then at first I didn't really like it, but then I kept doing it and I really liked it. And I just like kept practicing ukulele. And then about like a year or two ago, I started practicing guitar again.
Wow. That's pretty incredible. So, usually I ask, I guess, what's your parents' role in your musical upbringing? But we heard that. Did your mom have any records or music they used to listen to that you liked? Or did you kind of just gravitate to your own music?
She liked a lot of the same music as me too. Yeah. But I remember, or like a lot of the time we like to harmonize to songs together in the car, like to songs by the Indigo Girls or like Adele, all those kind of stuff.
That's so awesome. Well, it's so great to have mom support. And when your mom is the manager, we call that around here the momager. And what other instruments do you play? So you said ukulele, guitar. Do you have any others? Or do you have any that you aspire to play?
Yeah, so I do play ukulele and guitar, but I also take piano lessons at WYSO. And then I got an electric bass for Christmas from my grandpa.
Oh, wow.
So I've been trying to pick that up and just like learn basic songs on that. So I hope to get better at that. And then I also play clarinet in my school band.
Oh, really? All right. Wow. They're very talented. That's really good to hear. It's really great when we see young kids picking up traditional musical instruments and starting out in rock and roll, especially, right? You are a Girls Rock Camp participant. Talk about your experience and what you took away from Girls Rock Camp.
Yeah, I really liked doing Girls Rock Camp. I feel like it was just like a really good experience to kind of like feel what it would be like to work in a band, and also to get like a good feel for how songwriting is. And I did Girls Rock Camp for the first time when I was 9. And so after that, I feel like that just really helped me get more into songwriting. And also I got to go to the recording studio for Girls Rock Camp. So that really like, I really started liking that too. So I wanted, so that like inspired me to write songs so I could later record them.
So at Girls Rock Camp, they put you together with other campers who excuse me, maybe new at music, and put you together as a band. Now, who did you work with there? Who have been your instructors? Because we know a lot of them. They come here on Max Inc. Radio often.
My first instructor was Teresa Marie, and she's in the People Brothers band.
That's right, singer.
And then the next year, I had Jenna Jonas as my mentor.
Drummer extraordinaire.
Yes, and then I had Teresa Marie again this past year.
Oh, wow. And do you think that, you know, I mean, it really gives a lot of experience and builds confidence in young girls in music. Did you take that away from that?
Yeah, I feel like it really helped me get my start in songwriting, and it was just like a really good experience when I was starting out.
Now, talk about dancing. You are very involved locally. There were so many organizations you're dancing for, I can't keep track. Talk about your dancing career.
Yeah, I've always liked dancing. I'm pretty sure I took my first ballet class when I was like 3 years old. Mm. So it's just really something that I really like to do. And I feel like it really also helps me express. And also, it just is a nice way to like get away. And it's also, I make a lot of friends through dance. So that's really fun. And this past year, I joined the Madison Royals dance team. So I got to try out like new types of dance.
And what is the Madison Royals dance team?
It's a POM team in Madison. Oh, okay. And so it's junior. So we get to go to like all these fun camps and competitions, which I was new to competitions this year and I really liked it.
Wow. So you do ballet, you do POMs. What other types of dancing do you do?
Also with the Madison Royals, we got to do like jazz and kick. So we would get in like kick lines and do all these fun themed routines, and I really loved it.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Cece, you have a new EP coming out soon. Talk about your upcoming record. Where are you recording?
I'm recording at Paradigm Productions.
Okay.
So I've been working on it since like before even Dreamer was released. So it's been a long time that I've been working on it, and I'm finally near the end. So that should release sometime in May or late April, and I'm really excited.
Wow. Are we going to be able to find that on Spotify and Apple Music and all that good stuff?
Yeah, you can find it pretty much on every streaming service, and it's going to have four songs.
Four songs. And what artists, what guests are playing on? Like, we just heard Dreamer. Who's playing with you on that song? Anybody we know?
My producer, who works at Paradigm Productions, Jake Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing... he's playing bass on that, and then I'm playing the piano and the ukulele, and then a friend of mine, Chase, is playing the drums on that, and he's really good at that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Let's see, Cece, you will be performing coming up at the Cargo Coffee East on East Washington Avenue in Madison on Saturday, May 2nd. Are you excited to have kind of a full show coming up here?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I've performed at like festivals and things like that, but those were with my friends and like shorter sets. So this is going to be the longest one I've done. It's going to be 45 minutes long.
Wow. And you were telling me that you've played up at People Fest.
Yeah, I have.
Tell us about playing in the Driftless Gardens. I mean, that's like an amazing venue to play, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a really fun experience. And it was like, we got a decent sized audience and it was really fun. I played with my friends, and Teresa Marie invited me to play there because that's like, I feel like she really helped me after Girls Rock Camp as well.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. Did you get to actually play with the People Brothers band?
I didn't play with them, but I played on a stage, and like that was like smaller, and it was like really fun. I really liked it.
And what other festivals have you played at that we might know of?
I played at the McPike Park Festival in Madison.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a lot of fun. And Cece, you brought a guitar tonight, and you're going to play one of your songs for us tonight. The song is called Trust Fall. Before you play that for us, why don't you tell us about that song?
Yeah, so I wrote Trustfall like in the while I was in the process of recording Dreamer, so probably like late November / like December, so around that time, and I was just like messing around with that. So I like got the idea of a song called Trustful like a long time ago, but I just never finished it. I never like actually started writing. I just thought it'd be cool like song idea, and then I just. That was like when I was getting starting to feel more confident with my guitar. So I just played around with random chords, and then I thought of like some lyrics that I thought would be fun, and I really like it because it's more like powerful.
So what do you think comes first for you, like concept, lyric, or riff?
It really depends. For this song, like I said, it was just like the concept that came first. But for a lot of my songs, like Dreamer, it's just like melodies a lot of the time. Or sometimes I'll have like lyrics and melodies that I'm just like randomly thinking of, and then I'll go to my guitar and find chords. Or sometimes it's chords first, and then I will just think of words that along the way that go with the chords.
Wow, very insightful. Well, why don't you get your guitar on here, and we'll have you play one song here, sort of like a mini Live from the Mad City. Maybe we'll even have time for two. Let's see if we can get that. You're listening to Live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. Right now we have a mini one with Cece, and she's going to play your song Trust Fall. Go ahead.
Life's a chest full and you let me go. And I don't know how to rule the world. And I don't know if I am on the right track. And I don't know, am I on the change. Lightning flash, you're still changed. Lightning flash, you're still the same.
Wow.
Wow.
CC Erling right here. A little bit of live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. CC, we will tell everybody you're playing again. Let me look. Where is that? May 2nd coming up. That's Saturday night at the Cargo Coffee East on East Washington Avenue. We look forward to seeing you. We thank you so much for coming in to play for us tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.